The Weekly Review.
The Weekly Review.
So this review is going to be very interesting because it was one I wasn't even intending to review, simply because I'm very selective with my time and I dismiss a lot of big releases, but this one truly caught my eye. I'm going to be reviewing Netflix's latest limited series titled Ripley. This show caught me completely by surprise, and more than anything, has left me almost completely enamored by what I have seen. So let me just give you an idea of what Ripley is about. Ripley is actually based on a book that, on a crime novel that came out in 1955 titled The Talented Mr. Ripley. It had a couple of adaptations, and this is sort of like the latest reboot attempt. And basically it's set in the 60s and tells the story of a con artist named Tom Ripley who does his little scams and little shenanigans in New York City, but only to find that he's a bit down on his luck. His scams aren't working as well as he was hoping, until he gets approached by a private detective who tells him he has a job for him from a very rich man, right? This rich client actually tells him that he has a peculiar task that he needs him to do, to go all the way to Italy and meet with his rich son and try to convince him to return back to New York City. And so he does this, right? He makes his way to Italy, only to find himself that perhaps he's getting a little bit too comfortable with the lavish life, the comfortable life of, you know, the rich. And perhaps he doesn't want to let that go just yet. So that means he's probably going to have to con his way into it. And that is as much as I'm going to get into it, because it's definitely a type of series you have to go into blindly and see it for yourself and how it unfolds. Tom Ripley is such a fascinating character, a protagonist that normally I don't think any viewer should sympathize with, but you will be captivated by him. There is a certain loneliness to this man, a certain darkness that can be unsettling. It can be disturbing, but it also can capture your attention. He is definitely someone who is trying to find a way into the good life, the easy life. He can come off as somebody very calculating, trying to lying his way through situations, and he's definitely not perfect, and at times he can often be a bit of an idiot. He does things that are sloppy, especially for someone who is a con artist, and it's a perfect case study of narcissism, in my opinion. He is a narcissist. He is playing a different. He's constantly playing different performances to people whenever he's doing interactions. Those who can even see right through him, he's got to switch different masks. He's got to always lie. He's always got to deceive in some sort of way. And it's interesting. For someone who is a narcissist, he is desperately seeking the validation of not only the people around him, but even the viewer. It almost kind of breaks the fourth wall in a way. And it's all shot in this beautiful black and white cinematography. I am actually just completely blown away with how lively they can make these scenes through only the simple contrast of black and white. And that speaks volumes about the way this series was directed, shot, and edited, because it's so immersive. I feel lived in this world, in a sense. And I never thought Italy would be so beautiful until I saw this series. It's insane how well this series is shot. But there's a lot of symbolic and even at times metaphorical shots that represent the themes of the story, or perhaps the current state of that character, whether he's in danger, whether he is, scheming something. It's such clever cinematography all throughout, and it's wrapped around a story that is disturbing, that is unnerving, but also extremely captivating. Ripley was perhaps one of the biggest surprises that I have seen come out of Netflix this year, and it is one that I strongly recommend. Matter of fact, my final verdict for Ripley is an 8 out of 10, and a really strong 8 out of 10, only because one of the biggest shortcomings that come out of this show is that it's a bit of a slow burner. It takes its time and it demands its audience to be patient to see how that story unfolds. But there is a tremendous payoff to it, a payoff that will actually even drive you mad. And that is the beauty of Ripley. And that is my review for this show. Highly recommend you check it out. It's out on Netflix. Surprisingly good. This is one of those types of shows where I'm like, I came out of it better than I started. So check it out. Phenomenal series. And with that, we're going to take a short break. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about Margot Robbie, who's apparently going to be partnering up with Hasbro's, as apparently she's going to be producing a live-action adaptation of Monopoly. Yes, Monopoly, the board game. Crazy. Let's talk about it right here on The Evening Buzz. Stay tuned.
If you liked this episode of The Evening Buzz, drop a like and subscribe. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for all our daily updates and top stories.
Lionsgate Studio just revealed a big update recently at the CinemaCon 2024. Earlier this week, I was talking about all the big announcements from Disney alone. Really massive list. You can guys tune into that through our SoundCloud as well as Transistor. But basically, Lionsgate is just revealed that they're working on a live-action adaptation of Monopoly. Yes, Monopoly the board game. And they also additionally announced that Margot Robbie, the actress behind some big movies like Barbie and the Suicide Squad movies, well, she has her own production house. It's called Lucky Chap. And she's been assigned to produce this film as part of her production company, which also produced movies like Barbie and recently Saltburn that came exclusively on Amazon Prime. And joined with Hasbro Entertainment, who will be jointly producing this movie. Oof. Now, Hasbro is a big, big, big toy company. They have like big franchises that already have movie series like Transformers, and Barbie recently was one of them as well. So I guess what's happening is them expanding and looking at other IPs under their roster and hoping to give them some adaptations. And what other than Monopoly? Now, Monopoly is as old as time itself. It's been around since the 40s. Yes, how crazy is that? And that game has not really changed since. We all know it to be the board game that drives our friends and family mad. I hate Monopoly. If anybody ever suggested during a board game night, I leave the room. That's the kind of hatred I have for Monopoly. I find it to be a board game that's too random and has no room for skill. But that doesn't mean it doesn't appeal to the mass audience, to the casual players out there. So I can't really complain about that. But honestly, a live action adaptation of Monopoly sounds interesting enough, but I don't know if it has enough, what do you call it, enough rope in a way. I don't know how much you can really tell in terms of a three-act story with the premise of Monopoly. I wonder if it's gonna have some form of serious tone to it, or it's gonna have the same kind of childlike wonder as Barbie from last year. In their statement, Lucky Chap Productions emphasized the significance of Monopoly as a timeless and globally recognized brand, expressing their excitement to collaborate with Lionsgate and Hasbro Entertainment and bringing the iconic game to life on the big screen. Though there isn't very much specific details about this Monopoly movie, and nothing was really disclosed during the presentation, Lionsgate reminded us of the game's immense popularity, boasting 99% global awareness and nearly half a billion copies sold since 1935. So, in a way, yes, they're right. The statistics show that a majority of us know what Monopoly is, even if we have not played it. And it has apparently been a topic of discussion for quite some time in Hollywood about making a movie like this. Apparently, back in 2007, there were talks of Ridley Scott spearheading the project, and then more recently in 2019, I believe I even reported on this. It was reported that Kevin Hart and Tim Story would be involved. Again, a lot of this stayed under, you know, under the curtains, but now it is certain that Lionsgate Studios and Lucky Chap Productions will be involved in producing this film. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. Honestly, I am gonna keep my expectations pretty low. Like I said, not a fan of the board game. I do admire its legacy and what it contributed to, you know, the tabletop culture. But to make a movie out of it could come off as disingenuous or out of touch or just a very creatively safe, you know, corporate approved piece of film that doesn't really do much other than just build on its general awareness. I feel like that's what this movie is just going to do. It's just going to help sell more Monopoly board games, and that's about it. But do tell me your thoughts. Share them with me. Text me 4215. It's Lotherdew. Do you feel like Hollywood is running out of ideas? I believe so. So I'm not surprised for announcements like this. But hypothetically, what could you expect from a adaptation of Monopoly the board game? If you were going to make a movie out of it, what would you really want to see in it? Let's talk about that right here on the Evening Buzz. Let's take a short break. Coming up next, we're talking about Amazon and their premiere of Fallout. This is the live-action adaptation series of the very popular video game franchise that is Fallout. And it just came out. Apparently, it's been doing well, so much so that Amazon Prime is greenlighting a second season. Let's talk about it right here on the Evening Buzz. Stay tuned. A lot of big releases coming out in multiple streaming services, but the one that's really shining the spotlight has got to be Amazon Prime's latest premiere of the Fallout series. Now, this is a live-action adaptation of the video game series under the same name, Fallout, that was developed by Bethesda Studios. Now, I remember reporting about this very long time ago during its announcements and even when they showcased some of the trailers, but now the series is out. All 8 episodes are available to watch on Amazon Prime, and the general reception has been mostly positive. I have personally watched the first 2 episodes, and as someone who has played Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, and Fallout 4, I can safely say that this is a somewhat solid adaptation of the world of Fallout, trying to capture that bleak, post-apocalyptic, yet ironically stoic idealism that Fallout has always been known for. It's a premise that's has always captivated audiences, even through the video game experience. Basically, the premise of the Fallout series is a alternate 1950s America that has a nuclear tension against China, only for it to actually take place. And so, basically, America gets completely blown up and turns into a nuclear wasteland. Except the government has actually implemented something called the Fallout Shelter Program, where they basically built these underground shelters in anticipation for a nuclear fallout and have survivors hoping to live out 100, 200, 300 years until the nuclear fallout settles and they can come back out from the vaults to perhaps rebuild American, the Western civilization. Except things don't go that way. And the games are the perfect, I would say, perfect depiction of a world that even after its massive destruction continues to repeat itself, you know, and one of the recurring themes of these games, of the story of Fallout, is that war never changes. No matter how much we suffer, no matter how much destruction takes place, humans will always find a reason to fight for something or fight against, even when it comes to, you know, and that's what people love about Fallout. It has a lot to say. There is an underlying philosophy behind its post-apocalyptic world, but it comes with a lot of charm, a lot of attitude, and the show itself, for me personally, I think it does capture some of those elements pretty well from the games, and it's getting a lot of the audiences out there, the fans, excited, because now that there's this mostly positive reception for the show, it means that Amazon is confident to announce that they are greenlighting a second season for this series. And it's great because it shows that there is, at least when you're able to execute a video game adaptation and you cater to that fan base, you give them kind of what they want, but also, you know, create a trajectory so that in a way that the show caters for newer audiences, people who are not familiar with the games, you can have something very successful here. And this is sort of the implementation that went with this show. And I see a lot of actual, even new interest, I would say new developed interest for the Fallout games, which people have been playing them recently. Fallout 76 reached a record high concurrent player count on Steam. And that says something. I guess there's a lot of people who are jumping the bandwagon, finally trying out the Fallout games. But my personal recommendation, play the other Fallouts. Don't touch Fallout 76. It's not the best one. And it will end up leaving a bad impression. So it does give me this promise, in a way, this promising, future for some of the other video game adaptations that are gonna come out very soon. One that I'm keeping an eye on from Amazon Prime is the God of War live action series. This has to be done to perfection, because if it doesn't, we're gonna have a problem. That's my personal take on it. That is the standard that I have high standards for this. So Amazon, please don't screw this up. Fallout series, not bad. It's not the greatest thing, but I think what you did here was still substantial, and it does capture some of those elements that people knew and love about the games. So if you've not gotten the chance to check it out, it's now out on Amazon Prime. It's actually top one most watched show on the service. So yeah, check it out and do let me know. And with that, guys, it's time to wrap it up here on the Evening Buzz. Thank you so much for tuning in. But I won't be back until next Friday, so don't worry about that. Until then, I'll see you guys next time, only here on Pulse 95. Keeping you guys busy and entertained all throughout the week and shift, every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Again, only here on Pulse 95. This is Mikel Atia signing out. Have a good one.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.